The post-match interview.
But we're lucky enough to be joined on the line by Mitch Duncan. I'm not sure whether Maxie Burford's with you, Mitch, or is it just you, Mitch, talking to us? Mitch, thanks for joining us. Kingy in the K-Rock box with Ian Cohen and Lee Brown. Well done on the win tonight. I suppose the key thing was, when they came at you, you never let them get back in front. And I'm guessing that's always a worry. When a team at home, 45,000 people, gets in front after coming from behind, you worry whether you can stop that momentum.
Yeah, the crowd were out of it for most of the game, but they did want in that third quarter. They started to lift and the crowd got behind them. And, yeah, whether they got in front or not, you know, we still had to stick to what we've been doing well. And that third quarter, we probably, you know, we didn't go away from it. They probably stopped us doing it and they started playing a bit better and made us work a bit harder. So we just had to get back to playing our way in that fourth quarter. And, you know, we had a great preparation off 5 day break, which is credit to the club and the boys for the way they went about it.
You've played 182 games for the club. I know you played in the 2011 Premiership, but have you played in many better wins away? And as you factored in the 5 day break, and you're also down Mark O'Connor for most of the second half and Tim Kelly for a majority of the final quarter.
Yeah, these are great wins. You cherish winning away. We've got a new group together. So, you know, for the younger guys to experience stuff like this is, you know, is awesome. And I'm glad that we can do that for them.
What was the belief like, Mitch? It's Ian Cohen, congratulations on the win, because they got to within three at one stage. Then Gary Rowan, who hadn't done a lot, it's to be fair to say, in the opening three terms, then got involved as well. What was that belief like, though, for you guys internally, with also a lot of young troopers in there as well?
Yeah, I think, well, we're building that belief, you know, over the pre-season, you know, the amount of list changes we had. So we're building, you know, we've got a lot of potential to go, but, you know, we're just building every week. And, you know, I'm really confident, you know, our guys up forward, the ball ain't coming out too easy. So our defenders are being rock solid, and our young mids, that our change of the way we're going about it through the midfield is really working. So, you know, things are good, but there's still a lot to work on. And, you know, come up against another, you know, probably a top eight contender in the Giants in 10 days or whatever, how many days it is. So, you know, we've got to get back on the ball pretty quickly.
We've got really excited, obviously, about, you know, Atkins coming in, Myers coming in. We know, obviously, about some of the other youngsters. Have there been any, like, constable or anyone like that that you've been working with personally? Have you been assigned anyone? How's that education process working for some of those youngsters?
Yeah, I'd like to take all the credit for teaching Took All He Knows. So I've been working with him a little bit, but, you know, he's been working really hard. He's had a really good pre-season, good off-season. You know, he's reaping the rewards. He's playing good footy in a good side. And even, I haven't been working with Grime, but, you know, to see how much he's developed in the last 6 months over pre-season and now, it's phenomenal. Like, I couldn't see him where he is today at the moment, and hopefully he keeps getting better because he's playing unbelievable footy.
Mitch, Lee Brown, well done tonight and well done to your team. Take all the credit, mate, when you can. Say you've worked with all of them. But take us inside the huddle, mate, at three-quarter time. It looked up here, you know, the change of going smaller in the forward line added some energy and put more pressure on the Adelaide defence, but also throwing Radaglia in the ruck just gave a little bit of energy to start the quarter and then allowed Reece Stanley to come on fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, I can't remember the forward look. I know Big Hawkey was playing probably a little bit higher in that second half. Well, I think that third quarter, we just kept dumping the ball back to them. So we had to probably take a couple of marks and get reset when we had the footy. We defended a lot in that third quarter, so the boys were pretty tired. But we knew if we could just, you know, maybe control the ball for that good periods of time where we can get a break and reset and make our attacking formation keep it in a better look.
Yeah. From an outsider's point of view, and I don't see you guys play as much as the other guys in the box here, but it looks like the coach and the coaching staff are really getting around you guys. I've seen Chris Scott run out on the ground straight after the final siren a couple of times already this year, and the energy that seems to create for the group seems to be a real positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we had to change as a whole group, and, you know, the coaches have led that as much as the players as well. They're continue to get better and change their ways as well. And it's rubbing off on the players. As I said, we're building with this young group and, well, it's not so much young, but building with a new group and you know, what's ahead is hopefully good. And we just sort of keep building to new heights.
You mentioned a couple of changes there. Can you give the Cats fans a little insight to some of those changes and what they are without giving too much away to the opposition? They don't listen to this anyway. It's just the Cats fans. So give us something.
It's got not anything to do with the way we play or things like that. It's just probably the bond that we're creating as a group, and that coaches are leading it as well. And that's the thing that we're building. And while winning, it only enhances that. So, sorry, I heard someone talking to me. It only enhances that. So that's not so much. It's what's a change, but it's something that's really has to be strong. And you've seen in the past, three or four premiership teams have been really close to the group, leading from the coaches down.
Mitch, Patrick Dangerfield is such a competitive beast. 32 disposals tonight, 10 clearances, 7 marks, 16 contested possessions, 7 tackles, 12 inside 50s. But do you see an extra glint in his eye when he comes over to Adelaide?
Yeah, he always sparks up a little bit. He always plays good footy here. He loves out at Adelaide Oval. He played a few years here before. He reckons it's a great place to play footy, but it's pretty much the user for Danger, those numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, probably put another 3 Brownlow votes on the board. Well, I got asked the question by our Departure Lounge team before our broadcast tonight about what players thought of playing here, opposition player with the hostile crowd that you cop here. How do you find playing, especially here, Mitch, but away from home?
Yeah, I love playing at good venues. They're all getting to this standard, but I love coming to Adelaide and playing here. It's a great oval. When you can shut the crowd out early like we did, it's actually not even that loud, but once they do get on a run, they're actually pretty loud. We haven't probably played the oval that great, as probably the last time we've played Adelaide, the last 3 or 4 times. So to get a win tonight, it's really important for us, and it's good for the group.
Mitch, just talk to us about some strategy. We'll let you go in a moment, obviously, but it's intriguing. With the new 666, in the old days, you would have parked the bus when you got a couple of goals up. We had Ablett, Myers and Rowan all kick goals and you're up by 23. You can't do that these days. So what do you do to ensure that Adelaide couldn't get a run on, that they couldn't manufacture something out of it, because it was all even, Stephen? The 666 is ensuring that, or is it? What's your read on it?
It's just so important to win the centre clearance and then retain the ball after that. That's, to be honest, it's simple as that, just about. You can throw, a winger roll back off the square, but then you leave them a chance to, outnumber around the centre bound. So there's, you've got to give up something if you want to get some numbers behind the ball, and teams will exploit that. So you kind of just got to back the system in and how it's working. And yeah, it's a hard one, but I think it's as simple as winning the centre clearance, to be honest. Put your best ball players in there.
Yep. Mitch, enough of the serious stuff. We're on Andrew Mackey watch. We come across on the plane with him this morning. We asked Matty Scarlett in the pre-game what Andrew Mackey actually does. He couldn't tell us. Can you give us any insight of the role that Andrew Mackey plays?
He's a bit of a social coordinator, I think. Just talks to people, sees how they're going, gets around the boys and that, doing good things, but he's an important part of our club now. He does a bit of coaching and attracts the talent coming through. So he'll come over and watch a few games of footy and hopefully just a couple more gems next year.
What does the next few days hold for you, Mitch? Do you get some time away for the club with the 9-day break and I suppose a chance not only for a physical freshen up but a mental one as well?
Yeah, absolutely. 9 days is nice. Well, VFL play tomorrow night, so we've got a few boys going to that, their first round of the season. So that's going to be important. As I said, we're building as a group and we like being around each other at the moment. So, hopefully we get a few numbers there. For the rest of it, weekend off, really. Might watch a few races, see if we can get a few winners. But, that's about it.
I got Punners Club this week at my local hotel. Can you just fire through a couple of your best bets? That'd be really appreciated. I'll still owe you a couple. What I'll have to do is I owe you a couple of photos still that we've been talking about, so I'll flick those through from training, and in reply, you can flick through a couple of your best for Saturday.
See if I can find some for you.
I appreciate it, Mitch. Hey, well done on the win, mate. Congratulations, 3-0. Wonderful start to the year. Couldn't have asked for any better to come to Adelaide and knock over the Crows. Can't wait for next Saturday afternoon. Big one against the Giants back at GMHBA.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Mitch Duncan joining us on K-Rock Footy as part of the fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Soul.
The post-match interview.